Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. I want to welcome all of my brothers and sisters tonight. Mahalo for tuning in. I'd like to give a shout out to the Berean and Friday Chapel boys out at Halawa, to my Waiava boys in Module 10 Cashbox program, and all the other brothers that come out every Wednesday, mahalo. To my FDC faithfuls, you know who you are. And to our good friends in Ogden, Utah, and anyone else listening wherever you may be, welcome tonight.
Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, your praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. Lord, I love you. My soul sings in your presence, carried on your wings. I love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. 'Cause now my soul longs for you. Praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, your praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. I love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much.
Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill, Honolulu, has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God of encouragement and words of our Lord each week to those that are incarcerated in Halawa, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, and soon in the Women's Correctional Facility in Kailua. We also minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and will be heading there shortly. Mahalo all to those who have joined us this evening. Feel free to check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our recorded programs in a podcast format to download for your listening enjoyment. Drop me a line at our email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Send me a suggestion, send me some of your ideas, or just let me know if this program has touched you in any way. Our anchor verse, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for hope and a future," is Jeremiah 29:11. And it goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." Well, I want to just thank, we have two very special guests for tonight's show. Earlier, we were able to sing one of the songs that we take with us when we do the prison ministry. Today, we're just humbled, and I'm just so honored to have what I call our Delta team that goes to Saguaro, Arizona. We have a trip coming up in the first week of May. I have Pastor Scott Sonoda, who you've heard before speak, but today we have a special guest. We have Brother Robert Helsham, our praise and worship leader up at our Wahiwa First Assembly of God, the Free Inside Church at 300 Willakina Drive. Robert, can you just say hello to all the listeners that are out there tonight?
Hello, everybody.
Well, that's just how many words that Robert has. He's very musically talented. Pastor Scott, why don't you say hello to everybody?
What's up?
Okay, now we're going to act like we're all in the hood, but we got the good from the hood. You know, we go into prisons almost every night of the week, and we're really excited. We have an upcoming trip going to Saguaro, Arizona, and I know the men that are incarcerated there know that we're on our way. And brothers, if you're listening or if your families are listening, we're coming with the love of Jesus. We're just coming to love on you guys, spend some quality time with you guys. What I wanted to ask Brother Robert is, he's been with our prison ministry pretty much from day one, is what are some of your memories, Brother Robert, from Saguaro that have struck home with you, that have taken a hold of your heart, and when in your dark and quiet moments, you think of those things and they lift your spirit? Can you share one or two of the memories that you have that keep you going and keep doing what you're doing?
Just walking into that faith pod in Saguaro, to see all those brothers who are just so hungry for the Lord, and even though we went through many, many gates just to get to their quad, it was just amazing that how God has just set them free in their spirits, and how they just was just, you know, just blessed to see us, and we go in there to try to be a blessing to them, and it's amazing how we get even more blessed by them.
You know, Brother Robert, you touched on something that's really near and dear to my heart, is there's freedom. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. You know, I see the brothers there. Now, they may be physically in prison. They may have walls around them. They may have cells around them. They may have wire and fencing around them. But when we see that look in their eye, when we see that skip in their step, when we hear the way they praise our Lord and Savior in their songs, you know, and I know that they're free inside. Can you share maybe with some of the listeners, because we talk about that all the time, free inside ministry. How can you be free inside, Robert?
It just by having that love of God in them and doing that time of praise and worship with them the first time ever, not even knowing everybody in there. But you know what? The commonality we had was the love of God. And when we just started to praise, they were able to lift a shout of praise with a shout of victory and the voice of triumph. And that was just so awesome to see.
Pastor Scott, you've been to Saguaro a few times. In fact, you actually went with some of our other churches that are represented there in the Saguaro prison to visit. And you were the one, you were the pioneer, Pastor Scott, that brought it back to First Assembly of God. And you just shared your heart with us and said, we have to get back. These men are neither forsaken nor forgotten. And Arizona's a long way off, but share your, one of your initial memories when you first went up there, before you even had the Delta team from First Assembly of God, Free Inside Ministry go up? What are one of the things that you still to this day remember taking place on that very first trip you took to Saguaro, Arizona a few years ago?
You know, the Lord put it upon my heart when we started the prison ministry here in the islands that what about the men that are forgotten in Arizona? We have, you know, almost 2,000 men, right, Bula? That
about are there. 2,000 men, that's
yeah.
Right, Pastor.
You know, and I said, who's ministering to them? And so the Lord put it upon my heart, so I kind of looked into it, and I was talking to Pastor Roy of New Hope, and he's a prison ministry leader at that time, yes, at New Hope, and he told me that he already started to do that, and he would take me on his next trip, so which he kept his promise. He took me there, and the rest is history.
You know, I think when you came back, and even when I think my wife Lynette and I went up and we came back, it's just, you can't put it in words. I mean, you cannot describe the feeling of the Holy Spirit when it comes down amongst 120 men, 120 men are filled with the Holy Spirit and they're drunk in the Spirit and worshiping the Lord. We have administrators, we have other chaplains, we had other leaders prostrate on the ground in the Holy Spirit, slain in the Spirit. We, and if you remember, Pastor Scott, even warden, the warden was with us. There were men drunk in the Spirit running around the room. We had ACOs, correction officers lifting their hands and praising the Lord. And you and I both looked at each other. We knew something at that point. And can you bring us back to that moment, Scott? Because it got kind of scary.
Well, you know, Bulla, that's a moment that I will never, or we will never, ever forget. In fact, that's probably the highlight, because here you picture this. Now, you've got 120 men that are doing time in a federal prison, thousands of miles away from home, right? And then, you know, they're looking for hope. We bring the hope of Jesus Christ in there. And it's unspeakable. You can't describe it. But the miracles that we saw, you remember that? The miracles that we saw? I mean, the guards dancing. We saw the chaplain, his wife, 70, 80-year-old, on the floor, prostrate. The prisoners were running around, drunk in the Spirit, high in the Spirit of the Lord. And we looked at each other and we said, you know what, Bulla, we better slow this down because there might be a riot in here. It was that much of a frenzy. And at the next drop of a hat, you know, they were on the floor, prostrate, worshiping the Lord, sobbing. Big, mean, tough men, you know, that are just made like puppy dogs, you know, in the sight of the Lord. It was just a wonderful experience.
You know, every time I remember that, I think in the back of my mind, I wanted to do a roll call to see if there's anybody by the name of Paul and Silas there, and then I would have got really worried. But unbeknownst to that, Robert, you know the importance of praise and worship. You know the format, or you know the conditions that we have. We have to usher in the presence of the Lord. We just don't go in there and start preaching. We don't, you know what, we don't preach. We just reach out, you know, because everyone is sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We go in there as brothers. We go in there to encourage them. We don't talk about a big church. We don't talk about a big religion. We talk about a big God. We talk about the God that we serve. We talk about the forgiving God that is by His grace and His mercy that we walk and breathe every day. We take the love of Jesus with us in there. We fill them with the Holy Spirit. We share our hearts with them. But we have to usher in the presence of the Lord. And Robert, what role does music play? Because you see the effect that it has on these hardened men. These are men that are incarcerated. Some of them will not be out for many, many years to come. But yet, when you come by yourself with your other accompanists that come with you, be it a keyboard player or another guitarist, what do you see happening from your vision, from your point of view? You're playing your guitar and you're singing to our Lord. What do you see taking place in front of you in the eyes and the hearts of the men that are imprisoned in front of you?
It's amazing what God does. And all I can say, it's a corporate bridge of praise and prayer that is built, that God builds as we come out to minister. And it is... When we walked in there, all I had was our guitar and really nothing else. But it's once you go there and you allow yourself to be the instrument that God wants to use, it is Him that is heard, it is Him that is seen, and it's Him that is felt. And the men responded to that, and that corporate bridge of worship unto the Lord is built. And that's what worship is initially to do, is to build that corporate bridge so they can all come to the Lord, to prepare their hearts, to till that heart, to receive the word, of God. And all I do is set them up and let God take care of it from there.
Pastor Scott, we have been blessed by the administration to go into places that normally, I don't think a lot of people are able to go to, and we are able to reach men that really, I don't even know if they'll see the sunlight of another day. I mean, they're in a situation and they're in an area that's very secured, where we had to pray through doorways. They wouldn't even be allowed to come out. What do you remember from those times that we were there with the ones that had so many tattoos, we didn't even know what color their skin was? They were hardened criminals, but yet we came with Jesus. What do you remember happening in that module?
Well, Bulla, I don't know which module you're thinking of, but I think you're thinking of the same one we did when we didn't know that we were in a segregated unit. Now, we went in there just bringing the love of God through words and through song. And at the end of that 20 minutes, we asked the inmates to join hands with us and to pray with us, to without us knowing. We didn't realize that they hated each other, that they were separated because they're all different gangs from all of over the islands. And what happened was the guards started rushing us and with their guns drawn and thinking, well, there's going to definitely be a fight or a riot going on. We had females with us too, right? And but yet, without knowing it, because they didn't show any signs of hate, we grabbed hands and we prayed, and then we ended it. They went back to their cells, and then the guard said to us, you know, I really thought there was going to be a riot there, because you know these guys hate each other. That's why we keep them segregated, that they won't talk to each other. They hate each other, and yet we couldn't even tell because the Lord brought them together in unity. I'll never forget that day.
That is a memory that is branded on my mind forever. Robert, and well, this goes to both of you, but Brother Robert, now, we go into Halava Chapel here every other month, and we do our praise and worship concert on a Saturday. Now, what I find even more unbelievable, Robert, is your two sons go in with us as musicians, as a bass player, and as a drummer. And your son, who's a drummer, he just gets that beat going. It's unbelievable what banging drums will do for these guys. But also now, what I've noticed is in this last praise and worship concert, your wife, your bride, was able to come in with us. Now, this to me is a revelation, because it's your entire family serving the Lord in the prison ministry. Maybe you can just share a few thoughts of maybe what pops up at the dinner table. I mean, not every family gets to talk about, oh yeah, how was it? We went to prison the other night and did a concert. I mean, that's not the normal conversation. But tell me, how has that impacted your boys? And then maybe you could share how that might have impacted your bride.
Well, we've always had a heart to serve, and when we first went out there with just myself, it started just with me, and I was just blown away because when I first, in fact, I was talking to Pastor Scott today about when he first invited me to come and do a service, he told me it was actually going to be in the smaller room, and we ended up going into the gym, and I'm saying, what is this? And I've seen all this equipment, and it was just myself and my guitar and the sound equipment, and that was it. And that's when I think I invited you the next time, and you became my backup singers, Bula, you and your bride. And we just kept getting blessed. And so I shared with my sons who were aspiring musicians and helped me in our praise and worship team and what Pastor Scott, graciously calls, adoringly calls Robbie the Akubon, and you know that he brings the drums.
What's up, Akubon?
Akubon.
Akubon. And Ryan's just a quiet, calm, and we would sit around and they would say, you know, initially walking into the facility at Halava, my sons were a little bit apprehensive, is wondering, you know, is it safe? I says, you know, with God, you know, we're covered, you know. Right. So they were able to Amen. Walk in there and allow the Holy Spirit to flow in them. We get to go out of there, and for about, I guess, a year, we're going in and out, or a little bit more. And every time we come, we'll just have a conversation with my wife, Christy, and saying how blessed it's in and how blessed we were in there. And how much fun we have just praising God, because the men in there are just so hungry. And God is faithful.
Amen.
He always shows up. And it's nothing that we do. It's just being the instruments that being played through, just like this guitar. We're just instruments. And when we allow the Lord to play through us, it's Him that's being heard. It's Him that's being seen.
So now your wife, she's recovered from going to our praise and worship concert up in Halava. Did she have any revelations when she since that time?
Oh, she was blown away. She she had no idea, because you cannot it's hard to even explain everything that goes on in there, and even with some of the guests that we also had that came mm-hmm. along with us and can see the hunger that's there, you know, and just willing to just they're so hungry they want more and more.
Well, it's all about sharing the love of Jesus. You know, God's not going to do for you what you can do, but He's going to do the rest. And it's not about anything we do, but it's about everything that God does through us. Because it's never about capability. It's always about availability. Now, Pastor Scott, you know, we've gone through your testimony of where you come from, where you've been in 30-plus years being on the streets, and, you know, how the Lord saved you and He healed you. But now we're coming to full circle, because not only has your daughter, your baby girl, been into the same prison that you served time in, but more recently, your bride, the love of your life, the only woman you've ever loved, the one that makes you better than you'll ever be by yourself, Debbie, she was in there this last time, and to me, that was such a powerful testimony to the men there, to have you from where you came from to where you are now, to the one that was always by your side. How did that affect Debbie to be there that night, Scott?
Are you making me cry already, Bulla? Seriously, my eyes are really watering up, because my wife told me that night, she said, you know, honey, how did I do when I was speaking? I said, you did really well, honey. You were excited. She said, you know why I was excited? Because when I looked out there, I could see you. She said, I could see you. And it just gave her that passion, that love for these inmates, that if God can do for me on my husband, that he'd definitely do it for each one of you. So yeah, I was truly blessed.
She, you know, she gave a powerful word, you know, just right on the spot. And I remember those words to this day, Scott. It still rings in my ears. If he can do it for my husband, he can do it for you. Never, never give up hope. Your hope is in Jesus Christ. I think out of everything that night, just for that takeaway for them, because that was real. That wasn't somebody telling them something. That wasn't a DVD. That wasn't a radio program. That wasn't a book. That wasn't something that they heard. This was real life. The wife of someone who had come up from the gutters of Chinatown, who had everything and lost everything, went from a BMW to a BMX bike, but to stand by him side by side and to look with the look of love that she has for you, Pastor, only God, and I'm going to say that again, only God can make that happen. And that to me was so powerful to those men, because they have doubts, they have fears, they have anxieties, but to see that there is a chance, that they might have a chance, that there's a possibility out there for them to get back what the devil has taken away, to get back what the locust has eaten, and to get it in abundance. Because now you and your bride live in a life of abundance. You live from glory to glory now. You don't live from struggle to struggle. You live from glory to glory, because you know that the Lord has a plan, and he has a future for you, and he has a hope for you, and that he's got your back. And I think that's the confidence that you bring as a couple. And I think that is what is so strong for the men that were there. That I truly believe that lives were changed, that lives were touched, and the men left there that night saying, if they can do that for Scott, then I get a chance. It's not that it's a guarantee. Nothing's guaranteed in this life, but they have a chance. And by them, I call it the three C's. You know, they made a choice to take a chance to try and change their life. And I hope that every time that they come to the chapel service, every time they come to the Bible study, the Berean study, or the praise and worship chapel, they come with a certain level of expectancy. Because if you go to Safeway, you expect to see groceries sitting there on the counter. When you go to Aloha Stadium to watch a football game, you expect to see two football teams playing against each other. When you come to church, when you come to chapel, when you come to First Assembly of God, Free Inside Prison Ministry, come expecting to see the hand of Jesus come upon your life and take your life over, if you allow the Lord to. You know, Robert, once again, we have a trip coming up, and maybe you can share, because a lot of people think, oh, you guys go on ministry trips, that must be fun. Well, it's rewarding, but how do we get the money to do this? I mean, a lot of people don't realize we have to do some things to earn our expenses.
I believe we have to do some fundraising and
fundraising, yeah.
You know, to get the team up there, and pretty much once we get there, we hit the floor running. Mm-hmm. We get there at midnight, and I think by the time we get to the hotel, it's closer to 2 o'clock, because it's from Phoenix to Chandler, I believe, and it takes a while for us to go through the process of getting the car and all that kind of stuff just to get there. And maybe a few hours of shut-eye, and then we're up at 6 in the morning.
In 3 days, what do you think would be a fair amount of number of services in 3 days? We probably, it's double digits, right?
Yes. I think that first one we did three, and then
We probably did about 12 services in 3 days at a minimum. Yeah. You know, but if you folks want to check us out at our website to make a donation to support our ministry, we are going to Saguaro the first week of May. Costs us a little under $1,000 per individual. We're taking a team of 8. It's going to be about $8,000. And if you'd like to bless us, if you think this program is helping someone in your family, someone that you know, or it's touching your life, and you have the opportunity and the heart to support us, our website is www.freeinsideministry.org. And, you know, we're going to be coming up to a close pretty soon. But I just want to thank everyone tonight. I'm going to have Pastor Scott close us in about 30 seconds. But I just wanted to share with you, you know, the only difference between the people that are incarcerated and the people that are not incarcerated is a decision. And is they got caught and we didn't. And what we tell them is nobody's perfect. The only perfect person that ever walked the face of this earth was Jesus Christ. All we did was put him on a cross and crucify him. We celebrate the resurrection because he arose on the third day, not the crucifixion. But it was by the blood on the cross that paid for all of our sins. Pastor Scott, we've got about a minute and a half left. If you could just close us in prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for these men and women that are listening out there and their families. Lord, we lift them up to you. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, Lord, knowing that you are the God of hope. You are the God of change. You are the God of the impossible, Lord. And Father, we give you glory and honor for what you're doing in their lives. Lord, they don't know that you're bringing them out of the heap of ash, Lord, for your glory, that you would choose the foolish things of the world to confuse the wise. Lord, we give you an honor and we praise your mighty name.
Pepesema e sili, sili loa tua, pa aya e mata e sili, lava oe. Name above all names, you're the name above all names, how great is our God.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.